due to some violent content. Parental discretion is advised.
When I was in college at Clarion University, I dated a young lady. We dated for a while, then we stopped dating. And it wasn't until recent I found out that she gave birth 9 months after our last date. She gave birth to a baby boy. So I'd like to introduce to you the newest member of Raw. My son, you may know him as Jason Jordan.
Hey, this is Olympic gold medalist and TNA superstar Kurt Angle. And you're listening to The Pain Clinic. Oh, it's real. It's damn real.
The time has come to relieve that pain, which will be better for me, but not so enjoyable for all of you.
The Pain Clinic Pro Wrestling Talk Show. Can you feel the pain?
Welcome to the Pain Clinic for July 22nd. Where has the month gone? All right, holidays today. It's Hammock Day. Ooh. National Day of the Cowboy. Ooh. James Storm, it's your day, brother. And it's Rat Catcher's Day. So is that something you might find at the Renaissance Fair? The Rat Catcher? I don't know. I know bops him on the head all the time. Happy 52nd birthday to former guest and former WWE champion Shawn Michaels. And current WWE Cruiserweight Akira Tozawa is 32 today. Pain Clinic's brought to you by Salvatore's Old Fashioned Pizzeria, Palmer's Food Service, and Don't's Delight Empire Culver. Join us 1 week from today, July 29th, for UFC 214 at Salvatore's Saloon and Salvatore's at the Garage Door, 149 East Ridge Road. John Jones versus Daniel Cormier, the second. All right, 10 p.m. start time, so get there early, hosted by us. There's just three championship fights on that card. You do not want to miss this. If you're going to go out for any of these, this one and possibly the next one, and maybe the next one after that, too. But this one is more important right now, you know, because we've got three title fights on it. It'll be hosted by us. There'll be drink specials all night long. That's 1 week from today, July 29th. Put it down on your calendar at Salvatore's Saloon and Salvatore's at the Garage Door, UFC 214. Cannot wait. Hey, welcome to the show. I'm the Cash Man. I'm joined by Danger Boy.
Good morning.
And DC Dan Cole.
Good morning.
The Double D's in Studio B. All right, back to the original. Hey, welcome to the show today. Crazy, crazy week of pro wrestling. Just all sorts of
sports
things.
Sports entertainment.
It's pro wrestling. This is the pro wrestling talk show. It's not the sports entertainment talk show, because then we just have to be WWE all the time. Not that we aren't anyways. In fact, we've got a pay-per-view this weekend. Battleground is this Sunday night, which, man, that really crept up on us, didn't it? Didn't they just have one? It was like 2 weeks ago, maybe?
I was going to say, it's getting overwhelming, this pay-per-view every 2 to 3 weeks.
I know, it is.
Can they really call them pay-per-views anymore? I think they sell like 5,000 total.
Yeah, they don't do so well. I mean, heck, we would still show them here in town if it wasn't for the fact that they weren't very dependable. They would, you know, sometimes it wouldn't work, and that's just embarrassing, you know? Especially when we all have the network, too, and so we could call it up on our phones and watch it, but for some reason, the distributor was having issues. So, yeah, it's not, I guess it's an event now. That's what they call it.
Special event. But they're still calling pay-per-views on the TV shows.
Yeah, they can still be sold. And outside the U.S., I'm sure that they still sell them as pay-per-views, too, because, you know, the WWE network, it may be all around the world, but still, the concentration of people who subscribe to it are right here in the old USA, or North America in general, you know, Canada, USA. This area. So it is this weekend. We'll talk about that later, talk about what's building up to it and everything. I mean, before we get too far,
it's always good to talk maybe a little bit about what happened this past week. What do you think about the solution? And by the way, you guys can call us too. 222-1280, star 1280. I'm counting on you because we all have our own opinions on this. I want to hear yours. So give us a call. You can use star 1280 if you're on your cell phone. It's a lot easier to do that than dialing the whole number out. And we'll talk to you. We'll believe you, talk to you. But we want to know what you think about this whole resolution, this Kurt Angle thing that has been going on for like a month now or a month and a half. I mean, to me, it stands out directly as Jason Jordan is an incredible talent and he needs something to propel him to that point. This is probably it. I mean, I think this has a lot to do with it, you know. And I mean, I hate when WWE does that. They kind of like they bring guys up as a tag team and they always think one's better than the other, kind of like what happened with Enzo and Cass. Well, I don't know. I mean, he's so much taller.
And he was floundering before they put him with Chad Gable.
Okay.
But the whole thing. I'm
but
still trying to figure out.
He has the look. He has the look Vince McMahon loves.
He has the look and he has the talent. The problem is he's boring as hell. He has no character. He has no charisma. I second what Danger said. He was spinning his tires before they paired him up with Gable. He was going nowhere.
In fact, they were so not so well. Not so. I mean, they were tag team champions at one time, very briefly, but they also were pretty much like doing prelim matches, and they were taken off TV because nobody was really getting behind them. They were doing the whole USA gimmick, and we're Greco-Roman style wrestlers, you know, amateur style wrestlers, and nobody really bought it, you know.
Well, when you don't position them on TV when they're the champions and you just have them doing the prelim matches because you don't want to push your tag team division, that's what happens. There's also other people, maybe local people who aren't on TV all the time who do have a fan following who think they should be pushed, and we see how that works out every week.
Sure, sure. But, you know, they always say, too, this. They say, you know, the longer you stay with a company, the better chance you're going to come up in the rotation. You know, look at Jinder Mahal's a perfect example.
Yeah, he just came back, what, 6 months ago?
Yeah.
A year ago?
Yeah, and he got, you know, I don't know how long ago it was he did come back, but he got jacked immediately up to the freaking championship. So it's like maybe it's one of those things where I know people get impatient. I understand that, and that's why people ask for their releases a lot of times. But I think that,
I just don't like the payoff because Kurt Angle's talking about how this is going to ruin his family life, how this is going to ruin his career, he could get fired, this stuff.
Yeah. Why?
If you weren't told, and it happened over 25 years ago, unless you have the most non-helpful wife in the history of the world, it shouldn't hurt against you. I mean, it's not like it's a stretch to say that he was active of sorts in college.
Yeah,
like everyone else.
Just think of the past child support he owes. You know.
Yeah. Well, he was adopted. He was put up for adoption.
Right. Oh, that's true. Okay. So, well, but you know the thing is I think Jason Jordan also is close to 30, isn't he?
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's like Kurt Angle is only 46. So.
Graduated high school early.
Okay.
He was a prodigy.
Okay, but you know what? It's a solution. You know, the other options were it could have been Stephanie McMahon, which everyone thought maybe that was a possibility, or possibly even, dare I say, Dixie Carter. I'm just glad. You know, and it was in Nashville on Monday, so it really kind of left you up in the air.
Dixie also teased it.
Well, no, she just wouldn't deny it.
Yeah.
She was, yeah, but that's how you do it. And, you know, just play along, you know. But it was in Nashville, so it could, you know, I think that's where Dixie's from.
Should be Clara Lynch.
Clara Lynch? Yeah. No, I don't think so. No, we've already done that once before. I think we're done with that. But that was the big deal. And it's not a big deal at all to me. I mean, it's a very soap opera deal. Well, I don't know what you guys think. 222-1280, star 1280. But to me, it's very soap opera-ish. You know, who cares? I mean, you're not going to get fired because of that. You know, you're right. You're bringing up all these things he was worried about. And it's like, I think they weren't really 100% sure, really, going in after a couple of weeks. You know, it's like, well, maybe we'll bring Stephanie in and have him and Stephanie have a love child. I heard all sorts of theories on what it could have been. So.
It's all going to hinge on where it goes from here. Because that was kind of my whole reaction. It's like, okay, now what? Where does this go?
Yeah.
Where is this going to take us? I mean, if they do it right, they're going to push him. He's going to get more high-profile matches because of who his dad is. And then eventually it's going to come out that he made the whole thing up and he just used it to his advantage, and he maybe feuds with Kurt?
Maybe, or Hornswoggle's his father. I don't know.
Who knows?
No, I don't know. You know what? If it gets Kurt back in the ring, and that's all I said weeks ago. It's like, if this gets Kurt back in the ring, then power to it. I want to see it. But, you know, I wasn't thrilled if it, you know, because that's when you think start connecting Stephanie McMahon with Triple H, and if it had been something with that, then maybe it would have led to a match between them. I would love to see Kurt Angle wrestle Jason Jordan, you know, eventually. You know, Kurt Angle being, you know, I mean, we haven't seen him in the ring, I mean, since TNA days.
And hey, if it had been Claire Lynch, he could have wrestled AJ.
He could have, you know, AJ, you know, I mean, he would have brought, AJ could have been his son, and he could have brought him over. No.
Not as probable.
No, I don't know, that's crazy, but that, you know, I don't know, it kind of fell flat to me, you know, I mean, honestly.
And everyone there.
Yeah.
I did like the fake news story I read online that's a special report coming out of Monday Night Raw. Kurt Angle was supposed to say Chad Gable, writers just decide to go with it anyway.
And I would have believed that too, because, you know, Chad Gable being the better of the two as a wrestler, you know, maybe
he was an Olympian.
Yeah. You know, that's why I think that Chad Gable's not out of this picture still yet, because they could really build, you know, he could feud with his ex-partner, you know, to start something.
The rumor is he is in line for a mid-card push on SmackDown.
Yeah.
Possibly a U.S. title push at some point.
He has to grow a mustache first and twirl it and be sitting in the background of every shot, right? That's the last time they broke up a tag team, what happened. So it's like... you know, I don't have a lot of faith in where they're going, but I did like that they gave him at least some interview time this week, and he actually did good on SmackDown with the interview time.
That's because he's actually a great personality. He used to have great interviews when he was trying to get Jordan to tag with him.
Yeah, back in NXT days.
Yes. And,
you know, while we're talking about NXT, I don't know if you guys saw, but NXT is coming to Rochester.
You know? So excited. And you might have heard about that.
You know, the amazing thing is they announce it the same week the tickets go on sale. Right now, tickets are on sale 9/7. I believe it. What day is that of the week? Is it a
Thursday?
Thursday night. They're going to be in Rochester at the Main Street Armory. You're going to have NXT here in town. They ran a commercial during Monday Night Raw. I saw that. So it's like, not only that, but now Ring of Honor outside of Buffalo now with the New Japan pro wrestlers coming on. You know, there's a lot of wrestling going on around here in town. It may hurt some of the local independents. And speaking of independents, we have that big show today in Batavia, the IWF show, with Tony Atlas and Paul London. And that's, and Danny, you're going to be going to that today, right?
I am. And in conjunction with that, they're actually doing a signing with Tony Atlas today at Arondaquite Fitness.
Arondaquite Fitness, seriously. 1:30. Tony Atlas is going to be in Rochester here signing. Yeah, you know, it's a shame that, you know, man, you're just finding this out today. I might be able to make it when I get off the air thinking about it. You know, it's like, love to meet him because he was a guy. You know, I mean, you have those guys when you're a little kid and you're watching wrestling, the guys that, you know, you loved. And he was one of those guys that, you know, immediately loved, especially when he gorilla slammed Hulk Hogan in Madison Square Garden. So it's one of those things you just never forget, you know. And apparently back then Hulk Hogan said, I can't be slammed by anybody. Not quite the John Studd thing, but, you know, because John Studd had like $10,000 for whoever could slam him. I remember Andre did it and then started chucking the money into the crowd. This is back before, way before all your guys' times. But
yeah, you're dating yourself.
Yeah, I am.
I mean, I may have been born, but
you know, someone's got to date me. You know, no. Hey, nice to meet you.
Oh,
that's terrible. Oh, so let's,
because you don't have the cash stash.
It will not be growing back anytime soon. I need a job. So, but nevertheless, let's talk about. Why don't we go to break on that? Because I want to talk about Shane McMahon having a little difficulty this past week and how it made major news.
It's going to set up a great match at SummerSlam, though.
Yeah. Did he do the elbow drop from 100 feet in the air over the ocean? We'll find out. You're listening to the Pain Clinic on Fox Sports 1280.
Week, me and Steely Dan had a really good time lighting up the Miz and his cronies, and I think it's a good day for a bad idea, and I got a really bad idea. Miz, why don't you say you bring your two boys out here and we pick up right where we left off last week, right here, right now.
Any qualms about stepping into the big dog's yard?
Qualms? I'm not a man who possesses qualms.
Mark Cuban is going to burn the NBA to the ground. I personally have made several promises I have no intention of keeping.
So come back to my place, have a drink.
I have to go to work tomorrow, so I need some sleep.
Sleep. All right. Well, I guess I'll call you.
Somebody's lying.
There is one promise I will hold to. When you want Rochester's best sports talk,
as always, we will provide
Fox Sports 1280 Rochester.
Think you know NASCAR?
During one of the flips, one of his eyes popped out.
Think again.
He's got a gun tucked into the bib of his overalls.
Here on Heritage Road, we've got outlaws, bootleggers, photo finishes, tech talk, and tailgating. You'll be able to smell the exhaust through your earbuds.
44 cars times 850 horsepower. You'll never be the same.
Follow Heritage Road on iHeartRadio now.
When I take the fight to the Miz, and I will, brother, will you be standing in my way, or will you be standing by my side?
I'm sorry, amigos, but you know I'm a man of my word. But after tonight, we're no longer friends, Carlos. For me, you're not Carlos anymore. You are just Conan, un hijo de...
Wow. We don't need a translator for that, do we?
Yo, let me speak on this. This is a K-O-N-N-A-N, K-Dog. And yo, you're listening to the Pain Clinic on 1280 WHTK. Órale, arriba la raza, ya heard?
Welcome back to the Pain Clinic. A little Conan there. Alberto Del Rio. Sorry, El Patron. We have to clear his name. Last week we said that he was charged with battery in an incident in the airport last weekend. And in reality, it wasn't him. It was his girlfriend.
Well, no one's been charged yet.
No, but Paige was caught on video. And you could hear what she was saying. And she was the one who was pulled aside and investigated. It was interesting because if you can find this video online, someone followed them around the airport. And she's just bad-mouthing the dude the whole time. And they're talking about a lot of things that could get Paige suspended or even possibly fired from the WWE if it's true.
I'm surprised they haven't caught her yet.
Yeah, me neither.
That's because they're making that movie.
Exactly. That's what we said that last week. It's like, you know, why
Alberto Del Rio was suspended by GFW, though.
Yes, he was. He was suspended, and I have a feeling it's going to get rescinded pretty quick.
To suspend somebody when you got 4 weeks of tape in the can.
Yeah, and he was cleared of all charges. Well, I remember what they did when Hernandez came back. They had to go and edit every show to take him out of it. Whole storyline that they had with him completely erased from the show. With like maybe a day's notice or whatever, you know, they start, and it was the most choppiest, and that was when they back were on what was that other channel? Not Pop TV, but Destination America. Yeah, that was just a terrible start for them on Destination. By the way, Akira Tozawa, happy birthday! I'm playing his music to come back. I like this guy. I really like what he's doing with WWE. I like Titus O'Neil there. You know, trying to be a manager and then just kind of, screwing up everybody's matches since he's done that. I don't know. It's kind of fun because I think this guy's a great wrestler, and I feel so terrible. These guys are just, you know, we talked about this a couple weeks ago, how they're just linked to wrestling each other continuously. They can't really delve into the general populace.
Yeah, he took over the Austin Nary spot of losing to Neville all the time.
Yeah, I know. Now it's his turn too. And, he's a very, very good wrestler. He's been doing it for a long time. So it's like, I'm excited to see where they're going with that. But some other stuff we might want to talk about. We do have a pay-per-view this weekend, and we will take your calls at 222-1280, star 1280. We do have a pay-per-view. Maybe we'll talk about that later on the show. I don't want to get too much into that. But did you guys hear the rumors about Brock Lesnar putting in for the drug test, the USADA drug test again, which I, as far as I knew, when he was suspended, he never acknowledged it. So unless you sign off on it, they hold that suspension over your head for as long as you were supposed to get it for. And it was a year suspension. And I believe that he just ignored their paperwork and everything and never really acknowledged it. So I'm not sure if he will be coming back anytime soon, but he's apparently has a bee in his bonnet to be fighting on the next MSG card that's going to happen.
Yeah, supposedly it was going to be November 4th he was going to be fighting, and he put himself back in for the drug testing.
It's rumored.
The drug testing company came out and said he didn't do that. But it all stems from the fact that he and Heyman had meetings at the UFC headquarters on fight week in the early part of the week. They were spotted there. People saw them there. They were definitely there.
Yeah. Fight week, of course, being just a couple weeks ago.
Yes.
And one notable moment of normal piece of news from fight week was the fight week pay-per-view was one of the lowest drawing pay-per-views ever by the UFC for buys, which...
There's a reason behind that. Yeah. That card changed so many times.
It did change. It did change. And it's like, you know...
As we said, as we were looking... I mean, it was, the last fight was fantastic. But we were looking at the poster, and there was like two of those fights that actually happened.
Yeah, yeah, too, yeah. That was the Cerrone and
Lawler.
Lawler went moved to this next fight.
Yep.
Or not even the next one, next weekend, but the one after that they went to. Because they have three championship fights on this next card, you know? So it's like you can't fill it with too many. Or maybe they are on this next card. I can't remember. Nevertheless, they kept bumping them around because people were getting injured and stuff and, you know. It was, yeah, it was, but it was one of the worst selling ones. And so,
I bet this one coming up sells very well.
Yeah, especially in this area, you think, with John Jones versus Cormier.
Well, unless something happens a week ahead of time again.
Well, we got to make sure John, you know, all his medications are you know, logged in with the ADA before he does his drug test. I have a feeling this would be like the one where if he actually tested positive for anything, you would never see him again.
And yeah.
He would be fighting World Series of Fights or he'd be
Bellator.
He'd Bellator immediately. So
Bellator's sending some people off of UFC that.
Oh, yeah. They had Ryan Bader fight for them. They've had. You know,
would they just sign a middleweight?
They signed Roy Nelson. Oh, it was Manawa.
Yeah,
Manawa, who was like has 7-fight win streak.
Yeah.
And we saw him. We saw him beat Chris Weidman here in Buffalo. That was his last fight, it's interesting. This guy has 7 straight wins, and he couldn't come to deal with the UFC, so Bellator paid him a lot more, and he's going to go fight there. He probably will dominate. He's been such a good fighter, you know. But and that's all coming up a week from today. I cannot wait for that fight. That's going to be one where I'm going to get there early for the prelims because the prelims are just fantastic too. There's just a bunch of great fights, and there's actually one this weekend too. Weidman's fighting tonight. He's fighting Kevin Gastelum. And that was another fight that was supposed to be on that last card, yep. too. So, you know, it's another, you know, but that's now the head of this Fox Fight Night, which is today on Fox, I believe. So set your DVRs if you aren't going to be home. I'm actually playing roller derby tonight in Rome, New York. I'm going to be driving out there. And then next weekend is our last men's home game. So I'm going to probably leave you guys in good hands with your guys, you know, eventually. I'm going to pop in here but then run out for, you know, to go set up. But, man, this is some craziness.
So you fancy yourself a skater?
I fancy myself a skater, apparently. But
job of an official isn't more up your alley?
It's not. It definitely is not. I have been fancying myself. You know, well, who knows? We'll see. You know, I'm kind of like in the retirement age of skaters now. It's a young man's sport, and I'm definitely not a young man. So some other news. You see the NXT's Buddy Murphy got hurt Thursday night in an NXT live event. I almost said the wrong words. Did you see that? Danger?
Yeah, he got hurt. It was him and
he was Cassius
Ohno taking on Velveteen Dream and Hideo Itami, and it looks like he sprained his ankle or got a leg injury and tried to continue the match and then got walked out during the middle of the match.
Yeah, they took him out of the match.
Yeah.
When that happens, you know someone got hurt. And Buddy Murphy being a former tag champ.
And doing nothing since.
But he put him in the main event of a live event, you know? It's like, so, obviously.
It was also one of their ones in Florida that draw, like, 300 people, though. It wasn't one of their big, you know, traveling brand live events.
Like we're going to see September Correct. 7th here in Rochester at the Main Street Armory.
With Bobby Roode and Drew McIntyre and Aleister Black and all the good people.
Yeah.
And we may be second row.
That'd be pretty cool. That'd be cool. Very, very cool. You know, and it's like, you know, and we've given them enough time, but we'll see what they can draw for that place. Because
it's going to be like, almost like ROH is going to draw a crowd from outside of Rochester to come to it. Because NXT hasn't done Buffalo. NXT hasn't done Syracuse. The closest they've done, really, is Toronto and Albany.
Yeah. And then Albany a couple times.
I mean, it's going to be St. Catharines the night after and then Toronto afterwards. But if you don't have yourself an enhanced license or passport, you're not crossing the border. So from Buffalo, you're coming to Rochester.
Oh, without a doubt. Without a doubt. And it's like, yeah, and actually Triple H announced all three of them. And then Friday, Saturday night's going to be the one in Toronto.
Yes.
So that, and we were there for the last time that they were up there. So it was like, and that was, you know, I mean, look at the crowd they had there. Can you imagine trying to cram that many people into Main Street Armory?
Yeah, they won't fit.
It'll make it interesting.
It's already going to be interesting. The fact that they booked the Main Street Armory, I like that, though. That they know that they weren't going to draw the Blue Cross Arena.
No.
And they're trying other venues. Which, it's still not a small venue. You can still fit
thousands
of people.
I will say that they are booking the Dome now for other things. So they could.
Yeah, I was actually surprised they didn't.
They could have booked. They could have. Dome. Last night, Primus was there.
Yes.
You know, and Clutch, and saw a couple other bands. But and I had a friend who went, and he says that the renovations they did in the Dome were just amazing, and it's a great place to go see. So next weekend, when Billy Ocean's here and Taylor Dane, we can all go and
the
jam
free
out,
concert.
Right? Is that a freebie?
Yes.
Oh, damn, Taylor Dane.
Taylor Dane and Billy Ocean.
It's Billy Ocean, man.
Caribbean. Okay, we got Rick on the phone from Rochester. What's up, buddy?
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Thank you. Stop me from singing. Go ahead.
That's okay. The less of you singing is better for business.
I agree.
First thing, real quick, I work with a guy that you know that you might have seen about a week and a half ago, local wrestler.
A local wrestler? You work with him. Who's that?
Nick. Captain Nick. Captain.
Oh, Nick Ando?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, I know the captain, yeah. I see him at the gym every once in a while.
Yeah, he's a nice guy. I work with him in my work.
Does he wear the captain's hat when you're working with him?
Not so much. He's still got... I told him he's got to be the newest member of the Wyatt family with his beard.
Oh yeah, oh yeah, yeah, yeah. He was a great draw for 2CW. He's great. He has a gimmick that people just love. You know.
Yeah, it might be. He was telling me there's a show the 5th on a Saturday of August. I might go.
Yeah, that's
there.
I believe that's the Headlocks and Home, yes, Runs, and that's the one that they're bringing in. They're bringing in some names in. So, well, who knows? Maybe we'll have remember last year we had. The man with the stash up in the studio with us, Dan Severin. Maybe, yep, maybe we can grab somebody this year.
You said Bobby Fish is going to be there.
I know, Bobby. He's a champ.
He's a champion.
He was there 2 weeks ago when he wrestled. They wrestled in Buffalo Road. So
he's a champ for now.
He's a champ for now. But he's also double time, and he's doing NXT too. So
yeah. Hey, what do you? How much stock do you put in this Cody Rhodes promo he cut last week on ROH TV, saying, you know, he's not officially signed to ROH and they don't want to give him a full-time contract and stuff like that. Did you see his promo about that?
He wouldn't have the belt if he didn't have a contract.
Yeah, that's
they've learned their lesson on that one.
Yeah, they've had problems with that in the past. So I think that he may be saying that, but he was also a big free agent. He worked TNA and never signed a contract with them too. He was dabbling between that, New Japan, and Ring of Honor, but I think he might have a deal with New Japan, and then they have that sharing going on with Ring of Honor. So I'm not really sure, you know, how legit he is on that. But yeah, they wouldn't put a belt. Remember when CM Punk had a belt on him and decided to walk off with it? You know, which was that was legit. His contract had run out. They gave him the belt, and then they brought out a new one the next week. You know,
you're trying to hold the company hostage.
He wasn't. CM Punk didn't want to be there. It's when he cut that promo. Remember that, you know, the pipe bomb.
Exactly. Now, one other tidbit about ROH. Man, I'm loving what's his name, David Punishment Martinez. That dude's got the whole package.
They've got a lot of new guys on the show, and we're going to see them in Buffalo. They're going to be at the. Riverworks, right downtown there in Buffalo. They're going to have the New Japan. New Japan's coming into
Global Wars, baby.
Cannot wait. And all the Ring of Honor guys are going to be there. Rick, you should be there. You're the big Ring of Honor fan. You'll see.
I got to check my schedule, but hopefully it's on a Saturday, right?
Thursday.
It's another Thursday. We got two Thursday shows around.
Yeah, the Pain Clinic might be sitting front row for that one.
Yeah. Well, it just may happen.
I'll have to check my schedule.
I'll tell you one thing. It's a beautiful venue, okay? It is a beautiful venue for
What's
wrestling.
What's the locale again? What's the location?
It's like right... It's across the the river from the first... was it? The KeyBank Arena. It's like you can see the KeyBank Arena from the parking lot, you know? But it's on the backside of it. So, you know, it's right downtown.
Okay.
You know where those giant Labatt cans are when you're driving through Buffalo?
Sure.
Okay, it's right around there.
Oh, okay, sweet. What's the state of WWE tag team division? Why are they breaking up so many tag teams?
That's a good question. We've had two of them in the last 2 weeks broken up, you know, in the last 3 weeks, if you count Enzo and Cass, I guess. You know, I think once again, you know, much like Jason Jordan has the look that Vince McMahon likes, I think Cass has the look that Vince McMahon likes, and I think Enzo may be the mouthpiece of it, but I mean, yeah, they'll have a feud, but you know, you saw what Cass, they let Cass run roughshod over the Big Show last week. I mean, pretty much. He just destroyed him, which is great because it's building Cass up big time. And you know, that's and like you know, and Cass, remember when Enzo got, you know, concussed and they had Cass wrestle by himself? That's when he really impressed everybody in that company. And, you know, because he is, you know, he's technically a 7 foot tall guy, you know?
Yeah, he's still, I mean, he's got the look, like you said, you know, he's big, but, you know, dude, he's young.
Yeah, but we got the Revival coming up, so they're back now. I think maybe
the Hardys are still together.
Maybe they were planning on doing it a while ago, and when injuries happening to people that they had to hold off. I'm guessing that's what it was, you know, and they kind of had a slow burn on the split up of Enzo and Cass.
Okay, now, speaking about tag teams, do you think there's any plans of bringing up Sanity or any people down from NXT?
You know, I wonder why Eric Young is a guy who could wrestle on any of those TV shows with no problem.
I think they're using him to help the younger guys. I know they really like Killian Dane, though. So, I mean, they had him do the Battle Royal at WrestleMania. If anyone comes up from Sanity right now, I know Wolf is in like the next group that's scheduled to come up as well, because he's been trained down there for so long. He's part of the whole Performance Center thing, and they had a breakdown. He was like part of the next crew that would come up through that. So, I mean, possibly.
Listen, because of the depletion of tag teams, I wouldn't be surprised at all if we saw them suddenly started appearing.
I'm also hearing rumors another tag team that was a tag team that broke up maybe reappearing on Sunday as well.
Oh, really?
That we may know one of the guys.
Uh-oh. Does that mean Eric Rowan's on SmackDown now?
He's been on SmackDown.
Oh, has he? Okay.
He hasn't been on TV in forever, but he's been on SmackDown.
Oh, okay, gotcha. Yeah, you know, I thought either that or it's, you know, Strowman, you know?
They may be interrupting the Fashion Files stuff.
Oh, no. You know, I got to tell you, why is this guy, because he looks so much like a girl, he's got to dress like a girl in every bit now?
Hey, it's
like,
it doesn't...
I'm just curious.
He looks like, better now than Jillian Anderson does.
So. Dude looks like a lady.
Yeah, I'm just waiting for, you know, where's Mark Henry? We need Mark Henry to break this up, you know? It's like, I mean, I don't, you know.
They're so good.
It is. No, I love it. I love they've been doing the X-Files thing, you know, the last couple.
The delivery guy with the light.
I turned a switch on, yeah. It's some funny stuff, but you know what? But it's very, if I use the word homoerotic, well, I get in trouble for saying that. But
well, there was Billy and Chuck back in the day, too.
Yeah, so. You know, I think it's very funny, so I do like it. But I just feel terrible that this poor guy's getting pigeonholed as the woman every time they go to a woman in their skits. You know,
how funny was it when Fandango was the creepy construction dude in the back like 3 weeks ago?
Yeah, with a taped up mustache on his face. Yeah, that was pretty
coming off sideways.
That was pretty funny. Yeah, I love how they you know they're the masters of disguise. So you know,
and two things, and I appreciate you taking my call. As far as the women are concerned, I would love to see Ruby Riott up in the next month, as well as
Ember Moon,
the two Aussie bombshells.
Sure,
and Ember Moon.
Yeah, and what about Asuka? You know, I mean, she I think she deserves a be up.
She's a little long in the tooth. She's like 36.
It doesn't matter. So what about Mickey James?
Yeah.
I don't know. I think, but I, you know, the thing is Asuka's just has been booked so strong in NXT. That I think when she finally does lose, she's going to have to disappear. I mean,
she's going to have to disappear, and the crowd's going to crap on it because they haven't built up anybody that can beat her down there.
They were trying with Ember Moon, but Ember Moon got hurt, and then she was gone for a couple
months.
Well,
they had her lose the first match, too.
She did. They had that one-on-one we saw. It was a fantastic match.
I mean, it was a good match, but it wasn't anything that showed that she should have beat her.
No, you're correct.
And when am I going to see my girl... appearing on Bella's, Total Divas. When's that airing again?
Who cares?
Didn't they say sometime in
correct
July
answer, Cash.
What are you talking about?
Rick cares.
I have to get my fix.
Rick cares. I've seen that.
I do care.
Listen, I follow them, and I look at their. They have. You know, they do. If you want to get your daily dose of Bella's,
yes.
just follow them on Instagram. Okay?
Well, no, not Bella's. Total Divas. So I could see my girl.
Oh, which one's your girl?
Alexa.
Oh, that's right, Alexa. Is she going
to
be on?
You don't need Total Divas to see
no,
your
no,
girl.
No, Bella, she's going to be on. Oh, yeah, Total Divas.
Follow Alexa on Instagram, too. She posts a lot of pictures every
and
day.
And Twitter and MySpace.
Everywhere. MySpace and Facebook.
MySpace?
Face Space and
MyBook. I don't think she was born when FaceSpace was a thing.
FaceSpace and MyBook, yeah. No, believe me, I love her, but it's like I'm getting tired of, I'm not.
Well, I like that little whiny, pouty attitude she's got, you know, like her against the world, you know, and that she's trying to, you know, create allies with her.
It's funny that we mentioned her fiance Buddy Murphy getting hurt the other night too. That's her fiance,
sure,
down in NXT. But I mean, obviously, you know, they're eventually going to put the belt on the big girl there on Monday Night Raw because she keeps saving her butt every time she's about to get destroyed. So, You know, I don't know.
It's going to be weird having a monster face in that division.
Yeah.
Because that's what she's going to be by that point, unless they turn in Alexa.
No, Nia Jax, you think she's going to be monster face?
She's getting good reaction.
I do, and she, you know, and she's pretty girl, too, you know, so it's like...
and she's really...
Oh, Nia, Nia's, yeah, Nia's cute, yeah.
And she's big, so, hey, Rick, thanks for calling, man.
Thanks.
Okay, 222-1280 Star Toys, and when we go to break on that.
Rick always brings the show to a break.
Yeah. Yeah, he does, and speaking of the Revival... We're gonna bump in with the Revival. We'll be back in just a few minutes. Give us a call. 222-1280, Star 1280. Tell us what you think about Kurt Angle's new illegitimate son, Jason Jordan. You think he might change his name to Jason Angle?
I hope so.
You know it's gonna something's gonna change. They gotta change something about
maybe
him.
Maybe it'll be Kurt Jordan.
Yeah. Or maybe they'll let him go by his real name. Who knows? 222-1280, Star 1280 is the number. We'll be back on the flip side. You're listening to the Pain Clinic on Fox Sports 1280.
Let them know that you're with me. Sunday, what do you remember? Same thing I do. These colors do not run. These colors kick ass. This Sunday, this flag will fly high.
Hey, Bobby. How'd those courtships go?
Good, good, good.
Is she ready?
Ready for what?
For the question.
What question?
What do you mean, what question? The holy matrimony, the joining of two souls, two hearts beating as one, and more importantly, your excuse to stay right here in the United States.
You're a smart man. I love you.
Hey, enough of this domestic
you.
Stuff.
I love you. On my brow, son of people, let them know
that you're with me. Dirty cleats, chocolate, juice boxes, that's life. A carpet that resists all that and more, that's life proof, only from the Home Depot. It has advanced stain-proof technology woven in to resist whatever life throws at it or on it for years. And a guaranteed low price that covers any budget beautifully. Visit homedepot.com/lifeproof to learn more or visit a store to schedule a measure today. Lifeproof carpet, only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. U.S. only.
Okay, keep your eyes closed.
Okay.
I want to show you my first ever painting.
All right.
Okay. Open your eyes.
Oh, that's a lot of colors and shapes.
So be honest. What do you think?
Well, I like how if you switch to Geico, you could save hundreds of dollars on car insurance.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Yeah. Here, why don't I hold your paintbrush while you call them?
Geico, because saving 15% or more on car insurance is always a great answer.
You know what? You don't trust me, you don't want to listen to what I'm saying? I'll let my actions speak for me then. You got that little chair right in your hand? Do it. No. No, do it. Hit me. If that's what's going to make you feel better, hit me.
Randy Orton, you want to threaten my people? You want to say you're going to RKO my family? I'm going to take you to the top of this Punjabi prison and coloss you all the way down and send a shockwave through the entire WWE. This Sunday, two men will walk into the Punjabi prison, but only one modern-day Maharaja will walk out as WWE champion.
I'm WWE superstar John Cena, and you're listening to the Pain Clinic on Sports Radio 1280 WHTK. Listen and feel the pain.
Thank you, John Cena. Welcome back to the Pain Clinic. I'm the Cash Man with Danger Boy.
Good morning.
And Baron Corbin. No, and
hey, Baron Corbin's here.
And DC Dan Call.
Good morning.
Good morning. And you know what? Do you think Baron Corbin's going to be the guy who takes the title from Jinder Mahal?
No. I think he's going to be the guy who takes the title from Randy Orton.
Yep. Oh, you know, let me ask you a question. We've got
the classic Randy wins it, and then
we've got the Punjabi prison match this week. After watching it on Tuesday night SmackDown, I have a problem. I always have a problem with things that get in the way of the view of the fan. That prison is like just blinding. You're not going to be able to see half of anything in there unless you're watching on TV. You know.
And the fact that it's two structures, so it's going to cut down your visibility even more. At least with the Hell in a Cell, or a cage, you know, it's only obstructing your field of vision once. So, yeah. And the only other time they did this match, it was just awful. Now, granted, it might have been due to the participants because Batista. You're not really going to get a barn burner out of Great Khali and Batista.
I was thinking, when we asked Drax the Destroyer what he thinks about the Punjabi prison, because it's, And I remember it was like, and I'm not really sure how to win, you know, because they spent a lot of their time talking about the multiple exits and exits.
Multiple exits, but if the exit closes, you can't use it again. It's just weird.
What I really want to happen is mid-match, Baron Corbin comes out, climbs to the top of the one exterior wall, throws the ref the briefcase, and then just jumps down. Well, I escape first. I won.
Yeah. I mean, you know what? Why not? take both of them out of this match, and we've finally had a champ. But, you know, is it kind of weird that it's only when they have, like, Indian guys that got to do the Punjabi prison match? You know, I mean...
Yeah, it makes sense.
I know it does, but it's kind of like, I don't know. I just sit there and shake my head a little bit at that, kind of like reinforcing stereotypes or something, maybe just a little bit by doing that.
It's pro wrestling.
I know.
It's sports entertainment.
And the Soviets are bad. And you know,
Bulgarians are bad now.
I was going to say, yeah, we've got two foreigners on SmackDown. Both are bad, bad men, you know? And it's like, and we, of course,
Did you ever see video of the Russian feed of Raw when... Rusev was towards the top wrestling John Cena. He was the good guy.
Yeah.
The announcers played him up as the good guy, and everything John Cena did was bad. It was hilarious.
Yeah. And it just kills me. It's like, you know, it's like very Central American when it comes to, it's, you know, even though we're a global company, we hate everybody but Americans here in the USA with their wrestlers. You know, we
hate the Japanese now.
Yeah, we do. But yes, we do. And in fact, I will say that SmackDown is definitely more a brand of global representation, you know, because it's like, think about it, you know, some of the, you know, the main event, they just could go down the match list and everything. It's like, I kind of, you know, I think it's really pretty cool that we've got such a varied, you know, people from everywhere in the world that are be wrestling on this show, even Aiden English. Okay.
They're just not allowed to talk about it afterwards.
No.
Oh
yeah. Don't talk about that.
Don't talk.
They don't actually. Yeah.
No more talking smack.
No more talking. Well, except for the fact that they'll do it after the pay-per-view. So they said they definitely.
Me and Danger were talking about that in the break. How terrible is it? Number one, that they canceled it, but number two, they didn't even tell Daniel Bryan and Renee Young. They found out from other people finding out.
She found out on Twitter. Yeah, that's
so
how
Daniel Bryan got messages looking for Sami Zayn's charity he was supporting in Syria.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah.
Wow. That's funny. I mean, that's bizarre.
That's the one multicultural person you would never guess what he has in his blood. Sami Zayn, because he's got the red beard, he grew up in Quebec, and he's Syrian.
Yeah, yeah. And you know, it's amazing. And, yeah, he's – well, but then again, Jinder Mahal is also Canadian.
Well, too, yeah.
You know, and I don't know about Rusev, but I have a feeling that he might have been born in the U.S. and then moved.
I think he's actually legit Bulgarian.
Oh, is he?
Yeah.
Alana's the one who was born in the U.S. Yes. And then moved and then came back. So
yeah, her dad was some kind of diplomat over in Russia where she picked up her great accent.
Did you guys, I don't know if you saw the news this past week, that the third member of the Red Dragon, I shouldn't say a third member of the Red Dragon, but Chris, what's his, D-Jack, is that his name? Or they call him Chris Donovan.
Donovan Dijak.
Yeah, Donovan Dijak. He's been signed now. Looks like he'll be coming into WWE, too. So we're definitely going to get the Red Dragon, I think, reformation, right?
Well, he wasn't part of Red Dragon.
No, he was after. He was, he was aligned with those guys, too. But it's like, it's interesting that they signed those guys. So I'm hoping that we see that, maybe that as a tag team coming up too.
Well, Adam Cole also is apparently on his way.
Adam Cole's on his way.
So. That's Wade Keller was saying that during the week on Austin's podcast that he is not under contract currently.
So one thing I mentioned earlier that I haven't talked about, it was, and I get blamed for this too online by people who send messages to me when I'm done. They say, you tease stuff, but you never talk about it later. We talked about Shane McMahon.
I was going to say, you want to talk about Shane?
Yeah, let's talk about Shane McMahon. Shane McMahon was taking a private helicopter, I guess, to, he's a pretty big man in the company he works for. He does stuff with WWE, but he also does stuff with another company. And he was flying there, and his helicopter had some problems and crashed about a half mile out to sea. And I saw pictures from it and everything, and the helicopter did stay afloat, but apparently the pilot guided it down as it was crashing into the water, and pretty insane, scary.
Yeah, he's picked up by the Coast Guard.
What do you think?
I do love the Photoshops showing a suspended helicopter and Shane McMahon doing an elbow drop into the ocean.
It's funny is it was on ESPN, and you know that what they showed was they wanted to show some clips of Shane McMahon. The first one they showed was off the Hell in a Cell coming down on the table, and then the second one was from last year when he came down on the table too. So it's like, you know, yeah, who knows? They'll probably work it into this week's show. We'll see what happens.
Shane McMahon versus a helicopter SummerSlam.
Yeah, yeah, it could be 222-1280 star 12's number. We've got Baldy online. What's up, Baldy?
How's it going?
Okay, how you doing, sir?
Good, good. So I think the Boar Fest that is Jinder Mahal is about to come to an end this Sunday. Finally,
you think so? But don't you think the Punjabi prison would be right up his lane? You know, because that's I don't know.
Well, when they bust him for all that juice, that's where he's going to wind up.
Okay.
So I see an RKO in his future, and then Baron Corbin cashing in. Now, the fact that Baldy's saying it and that the wrestling world's listening to it, they may change it, like when they screwed Punk out of his win over Undertaker, because I had the whole WrestleMania lineup that year, except for that one was the only one I got wrong. And come to find out, he was supposed to go over the Undertaker, and then they held it for Lesnar.
Baldy, don't break your arm patting yourself on the back for something we just said 10 minutes ago, okay?
Okay, well, I won't.
Okay. You sure?
I mean, but look, if someone has to be the bad guy, it might as well be the bald guy.
Stone Cold Steve Austin? No.
Yeah. So no, I know, and I know a lot of guys are upset because of how clever and concise and how many pages of material I have. But it should be maybe a little cue for the peanut gallery. Maybe they should come a little better prepared.
Oh, gotcha. No. I mean, you're keeping us on our feet, man. Keeping us honest.
Well, you're not the peanut gallery, Rich. You're the head of the asylum.
I'm the head of the asylum.
You're the head of the asylum, buddy.
I'm the head of 5150. They're all in there.
Yeah, well, thanks for letting me in the padded room for a little while.
Thanks for calling, Baldy.
No problem, bro.
222-1280 Star Trek. We'll see. Everyone's got their predictions on what's
going to
happen.
Isn't he a bit old to be going through puberty?
All right, we're going to go to break on that one. You are listening to Pain Clinic on Fox Sports 1280.
Hurt in a car? Call William Attar. Our focus puts us at the cutting edge of motor vehicle claims. We have years of experience collecting black box data from accidents because we know this critical evidence can help win a case. At William Attar, our focus allows us to be ahead of the curve. The firm with the focus, the firm with the fours. Hurt in a car? Call William Attar. 444-4444. Main Street, Williamsville, West Main Street, Rochester.
Jack Palvino here. 34 years ago, Tom Hebert and Bill Clancy founded Long Pond Auto Body in Greece. 60,000 customers treated with their personal care. Experience the difference. Visit longpondautobody.com.
It's the Rethink Kitchen and Bath event now at the Home Depot. Time to take your kitchen or bath from shab to chic in very little time and even less money. Start with 40% off semi-custom cabinets with soft closed doors from Home Decorators Collection. With free design services, you'll get them just right. And with shipping in 2 to 10 days, you'll get them right away. Rethink your options during the Rethink Kitchen and Bath event going on now, only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Now through September 3rd.
Sports 1280 Rochester.
This is Brutus the Barber Beefcake. Hey, you're listening to the Pain Clinic.
I wasn't sure what I was listening to. Thank you, Brutus the Barber Beefcake. Welcome back to the Pain Clinic.
He's not sure where he is, so.
Yeah. You just don't lose his fanny pack. Oh, wrong guy. Nevertheless.
It was buff.
Yeah, it was buff. Nevertheless, welcome back to the show. We're coming back to a little Lana music. The girl who doesn't deserve anything but gets cheered like crazy when this music starts. And you know why they cheer her?
Because she's hot.
Yeah, that's pretty much it, you know? You know, I vote with my screams. Woo! Sorry. Okay, welcome back to the show. We're going to talk more of wrestling. You can give us a call. We got one last segment here. 222-1280, star 1280 is the number. You can also text us at that number if you're shy. Don't forget, 1 week from today, we'll be at UFC at 214 at Salvatore Saloon, and Salvatore's at the garage door, 149 East Ridge Road. John Jones versus Daniel Cormier. 10 p.m. start time. Get there early. Hosted by us. Drink specials all night long. That's July 29th at Salvatore Saloon and Salvatore's at the garage door. And Salvatore's at the garage door is going to be showing the Mayweather fight, the Mayweather McGregor fight. Now, it's going to cost $20 a head, but if you go to Salvatore's, you can like buy in advance because, believe me, it's going to sell out. They're only selling like 100 tickets for the to go there. So if you want to see that, man, get over to Salvatore's at the garage door. Give them $20 and you'll have a reserved seat for the fight. The fight to end all fights. You know, the fight of the summer, as they say. I will be the judge of that. Okay, I don't know if it's going to be the fight of anything, but we'll see. It definitely has a lot of interest.
And $20 definitely beats spending $99 to see it at home or $89.
Is that what it costs?
Yeah, it's almost $100.
Well, you can shave off $10 if you want standard definition.
Do people still do that? I was going to say, do they still offer that? I mean, those are TVs with tubes on them too, right? You know, old school.
Yeah, they bring you the TV to watch it on.
Yeah, it's like we'll put it right in front of you. So, man, 222-1280 star 1280.
It's 8-bit quality.
Speaking of the UFC, during the Mae Young Classic tapings that were going on last week, Ronda Rousey was there.
Actually, they did a whole segment with the four horsewomen from UFC against the four horsewomen, like arguing back and forth with the three of the four horsewomen from WWE.
Did they have them like right across from each other, like across the aisle or something? Because I know that they were like yelling at each other.
Yeah,
at
I didn't
point.
See. I saw a picture, but I didn't pay attention too much. I just know that Bayley was actually pulled from a house or a live event to come and take part in that angle. So it's actually something they're going to explore.
Wow.
And she, the was it Shayna Baszler or whatever her name is, actually made it to the finals. She'll be on the live finals.
Yeah, she's Shayna Baszler. She's the one who we right last time when they had the Stipe Miocic fight in Cleveland, that Ronda was there at the independent that she was there. Shayna Baszler won a title there too. I can't remember the name of the group in Cleveland, but they're pretty big.
Isn't it AIW?
AIW, I think it was. Yeah. And so so now they've now she, who knows? You know, she may walk off as the Mae Young Classic winner there. She's in the finals, and Ronda was the ringside the whole time. So. Very interesting that they, obviously Ronda may be a free agent now, I'm guessing, because...
Or they're paying up their part of letting Brock take part in that fight last year.
Yeah, but they may have had something to do with WrestleMania 2 years ago, too, when she showed up with The Rock. So who knows? There's lots of dealings going on between them. But I wouldn't mind seeing Ronda get into wrestling because we learned she's human and she gets beat up. In her last couple of fights, she lost terribly. You know, I mean, and Amanda Nunes is nothing to shake your head at either. So it's
no,
like,
but she didn't put up a fight.
No, she just popped her once in the face, and she probably seen double from then on the rest of the fight, and just got destroyed by her. So, I don't.
But it's something they're going to go with because I mean, you don't pull people off live events when they're advertised usually for stuff like that, and
especially Bayley, the one that everyone loves.
Yeah, the only reason Sasha Banks wasn't there, she was doing PR, I believe, in New Zealand or something like that. So she wasn't in the country. That's the only reason she wasn't there.
Very interesting. I didn't know. Yeah, I was going to say she was the only one missing from the four horsewomen of the NXT versus the four horsewomen of the UFC. It'd be great if who knows? They could do like a Survivor Series type thing with them.
Yeah, it could be very interesting.
When's that, November Survivor Series? I can't remember when the pay-per-view is. But it's
November Survivor Series. The live finals, I think, are in September.
Live finals.
Or end of August, I don't know. They're doing it very weirdly. They're doing the first four shows are being released at one time, or for in a week, and then the next week they're doing four shows, and then they're doing the live final. They're taped all the way up through the final. So,
really?
Yeah. So you have to binge watch to catch up.
Yeah, and unfortunately we just spoiled it with something we mentioned a few minutes ago, which I apologize. But if you've been following pretty tight, you'll know that, the UFC, the MMA world was like up in arms over having Ronda Rousey be there. Of course, Ronda's doing that TV show. What is it? It's Battle of the Network Stars on ABC.
I didn't even know they were doing that.
They were. They've been doing that, and it doesn't do very well. We'll just say in the ratings.
Is it a summer TV show?
Summer replacement type show, yeah. So Battle of the Network Stars. She's one of the hosts of it, and they basically take network people, you know, on TV shows and pit them against each other in like relay races and baton handoffs and stuff like that, you know. Nothing too exciting, but hey, this weekend's Battleground, we're definitely going to be watching the pay-per-view. Of all the matches on there, which ones are you guys most looking forward to? We'll wrap the show on this.
AJ Kevin Owens.
AJ Kevin Owens?
Yeah, absolutely.
What about Nakamura and Baron Corbin? Interested in that?
I'm interested in the match to see how they do it and how they protect Corbin, but I don't like what they're doing Nakamura. They're making him a regular wrestler instead of a feature attraction, which is what he should be, which is what they're doing NXT.
And then we get to finally see Mike Kanellis wrestle. I mean, sort of. I mean, he's wrestled, but it was kind of his woman won the match for him. But he'll be fighting against Sami Zayn, you know, in his live event debut. And we get Aiden English and Ty Dillinger.
Why didn't you play us with the Maria music on the way out?
And we could have done that. I don't know. I'm kind of done with Maria. But hey, thank you so much for listening. Thank you so much for listening. Please have a great day. Definitely go to IWF in Batavia, man. See Tony Atlas. Tony Atlas is going to be today at 1:30.
Paul London too.
Paul London. But
Paul London versus Kevin Bennett is. But
you want to meet him in Rochester?
Match.
You want to meet him in Rochester? 1:30 today at Rondacoit
Fitness.
Rondacoit Fitness, right out there in Rondacoit. Definitely come on out. I want to thank you, Danny. Thank you, Danger Boy. And we'll see you next week, folks. Thanks for listening. ThePainClinic.net. You can get all our shows.